Well, hello, people. Haven't been on for a while because social media is very depressing. And it kind of makes you realize why the younger people are the way they are. Because they have these iPhones and they're inundated with this depressing news 24/7. And if you take a look, it's somebody being outraged about something everywhere. But mostly they're just virtual signaling about it. They're not doing anything about it. And I guess it wasn't the best Thanksgiving for the US people. And it doesn't look like it's going to be a great Christmas for the UK people, or lots of people around the world. And all these elites and depressing people really want to cancel pretty well everything. And then of course you got these femons in your face everywhere now. They're so desperate they use male footballers who are stars and are earning good money. They have a picture of the footballer and there's a heading and then you click on it and it takes you to a femon. And it's going to be all about her. She just used the guy to draw your attention in. I mean, how desperate can you get? To me, everything a femon gets involved with, it turns into about her. And they like to bring their children pretty well everywhere with them because it gives them more attention, you see. I mean, the femons and female animals have been having babies since time has begun. But I guess us normal people just don't take it as special as it should be. And I remember many years ago in the UK they had really good pubs. Yeah, just like the old Coronation Street. And it was a place for adults, where adults went to get away from things and have a chat, and maybe just have too many to drink and maybe talk too much. But it was a nice place because it was all adults there. But then the femons wanted to grab more attention in these places, so they started trying to bring their children. Femons have always used their children as pawns and levers and for attention too. And they use their children as revenge against their ex-husband or ex-boyfriend. It's hard to believe that femons really love their children when they use them in such a manner. And of course they kept moaning and moaning and moaning until eventually they turned every pub into a creche. I mean, forget that it spoiled the pubs for most of the people. Because it did mean the femons got more attention in the pubs now. It's hard to ignore a femon with her screaming kids. Man, I don't know whether you've noticed it in the media or whatever. Any time a femon does something, it's absolutely amazing. But when a man invents something that actually saves lives, it doesn't mean anything at all. Yes, anything femons get involved with, they like to turn it around and make it about them. And I see they're trying to do that in the Houses of Parliament here in the UK. A femon brought her baby into the Houses of Parliament and wanted to feed her baby while she was in the Houses of Parliament. Now, Houses of Parliament and the government should be a very serious place. Important things should go on there. But once again, the femons have got into the Parliament and obviously want to make it about them, which takes everything away from what they're supposed to be doing there. So I guess they want to turn the Houses of Parliament and government into another creche. Effectively, making it about them. These femons seem to need attention 24/7, don't they? And as we all know, femons have got into politics in a great number now, and I'm afraid we can see the results, can we not? I'll put a link to the news item below. I mean, the politicians may have to talk about something about trying to divert going to war. But nah, let's make it about feeding my baby. And as men are waking up and they're going to the gym and keeping fit, they can't get away from femons there either. Apparently men are going to the gym just to gawk at the femons. I think actually it's the other way around, actually. It may be men that will have to get their own gym at home, because a lot of men are getting harassed at the gyms now too by femons. I don't think that most femons quite understand that men want to get away from femons. A lot of men nowadays aren't interested in them anymore. Femons don't seem to understand that men nowadays have grown up. They become adults. Their lives now don't evolve around femons anymore. They have other interests that are far more rewarding. Those days when a young man met a femon and all of a sudden he got married or a long-term girlfriend and he was a slave to her, 24/7 pretty well, are over. Femons have shown us what's behind the curtain. An angry, entitled, shallow, self-centered human being. Anyway, guys, good luck with your day. And you be careful out there, because the Femons are getting very desperate. But remember, they don't need no man. And they can do anything a man can do, and better. Well, I don't know. The only thing I've ever seen a Femon do better than a man is moan. Take it easy, guys.